Okay, so we're resuming the limud in the Chelek Aleph Memorom. It's on page Kuf Chaf He, Perek Vav, Ois Dalad. Oh, this is the page that's messed up. Right?
Yeah,
it's the same, I think.
Yeah?
Oh, check just in case.
Yeah. Okay. I'll share with that.
So, where does it get back to itself? No, this is fine. You could use this.
Kuf Kafes.
Yeah, Kuf Kafes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. So, what we saw in the Rambam himself, it's already a while ago, at least 2 months, I believe, is that he was mechalik between the mitzvahs shimiyos and the mitzvahs sichlios. That the mitzvahs sichlios, it is a positive thing to get to the point that one is you know, let's say disgusted by the avera. Let's say, for example, stealing, murder. Right? It is a very positive thing for someone to become refined enough that he can't imagine himself doing such an avera, even if the Torah had not commanded it. As opposed, those are the mitzvahs sichlius, mitzvahs that are understood by our intellect, right? What we'd call kind of moral, ethical values that would be worldwide, and you know, at least by the more civilized cultures. And then there's the mitzvahs shimiyos, which like shatnez and basi b'cholov, those are mitzvahs that the only reason we're doing them is because we heard them at Har Sinai, right? Shimiyos, like we were told, we were makabel them. But we would not necessarily, we wouldn't come to do those had the Torah not commanded us. They're not obvious mitzvahs, they're not, you know, obvious moral, ethical mitzvahs that we would automatically do. And on those, the Rambam says, there's no inyan. Don't fool yourself. Don't try to get to that. Don't think that, oh yeah, I would be mechamen to that mitzvah. No, adarabba. The attitude that one is supposed to have is that, no, I would taka partake in that avera had the Torah not warned me. The only reason I don't do it is avish v'shemayim gozerlei, because Baruch Hu was gozer me, so I don't do it. And that's the proper madrega that a person should have. That's a better madrega that a person should have when it comes to mitzvahs shimiyos. So now, that's the background lead up to what Rambam will now go into over here in Ois Dalad. Hinei Rambam medayik u'madgish. Rambam is medayik, and he emphasizes she'aniach adam es nafshei oheves oison, that a person should leave himself loving them, liking those averas, so to say. The only thing that prevents him from doing them is the Torah. That's the appropriate. Wait, is somebody knocking on it? That's the appropriate approach. What is it?
It's to nobody.
Okay. The appropriate approach is that you should leave yourself liking them, be'etzem. The only reason you're not doing them is because the Torah holds you back. V'gam Amar, and the Rambam further said, Shilamoli HaTorah L'Hayorais Klal. The Rambam also said that if it wasn't for the Torah, there really would be no problem with those things. There would be nothing wrong with, let's say, eating basar b'challah, for example, or eating shrimp or whatever. Hinei b'pashtus nir b'bir advarim. The pashtus, it would seem, to explain what the Rambam is saying. The efshe b'shum oifin lagir lidei mida kezu, shelo yis'ava l'kol elu hadvarim mitzad ha'seichel l'achush. That mitzad, the intellect and the chush, the sensory system of the person, it would be impossible to come to such a measure that you would have no taiva whatsoever for these inyanim, these averis. The ein manem em zulasi ha-teira. And the only thing preventing a person from doing them is the Torah. So like I mentioned in the past, if you grew up from, right, the thought of basar b'challah or the thought of chazer, whatever, is so entrenched in us from our chinuch and from the way we grew up that it's like the thought of it even just disgusts us. but it's not really a davar she'be'etzim. It's what discusses is just because it's been pushed into so much mitzad the Torah, but not mitzad. That's really what the Rambam is saying, that we should realize that, we should be aware of that. That if we are not, if we're holding in a place where we're disgusted, we should realize that no, the disgust is not one of, we intellectually understand that this avera is just no way, we can't do such a thing, but we should realize that it's only from mitzad the Torah that we're not doing it. That's the right. Right, so
our disgust might just come the same way the English one is horrified if you don't say please and thank you. Okay, it's just a question of nurture.
Right.
You've been told this is wrong, so you're horrified if anyone.
Right.
Right.
Right. So yeah.
And Israeli, you're trying to ask please and thank you. What do you want from me? And is this a question? Yeah. It might even come from that. So
right.
Child also. I mean, he's not thinking so much in.
What's that?
A little child is not working in any area of avodah yet.
Yeah.
It's also.
Now he explains. So that's what the Rambam is coming to tell us, is that be'etzem, there's no way to come to such a midah. We should be aware that there's no way to come to such a midah except, right, that, from mitzad the seicha and the chosh, but rather the only thing that holds us back from these things is really the Torah.
You have to taste all the different.
What's that?
Yalta asks from Nachman. She wants to taste all the different Yisurim.
Yalta, right? The Gemara Chulin.
There's a time. I
want to
have a taste of it.
So she made tziusa shel Torah, the mitzius of the Torah, segulasa limnoya ba'ada mechshelim alalo. The mitzius of the Torah has a skula. Its skula is that it holds us back from these stumbling blocks. Valkein, and therefore, im omoy yoimar. If a person will say, I can't possibly partake in them, mitzad the seichel, mitzad the teva, like he comes with a, he understands intellectually how to explain why this is, should be off limits, right? And there are, we're going to see, right, the Rambam himself writes in different places, for example, if I remember correctly, Mar Nevuchim, he explains the problem, the Isra of Chazir, of pig, right? He says, because the Rambam, that's what the Rambam is going to speak about this soon, the Rambam says that because pigs live in dirt, and if pig was mutter, if chazer was mutter, you would end up having them around the house, and then you would live in filth, which is not good. It's not good to live in filth. That's the way the Rambam. So let's say a person would take that and said, even if the Torah didn't command me, I would never eat pig because I would never want that around the house. I would never eat it. You know, like you'd come to some kind of intellectual understanding of a mitzvah, and then say, well, it's so strong by me, I would never do it. No, the Rambam is saying, no, it can never get so strong to the point. You shouldn't think that. It's impossible. And therefore, right, he says, Ein ele mechazi v'toy b'dimyoinai. If you think such a thing, if you say such a thing, you're lying, or you're just disillusioned. V'toyra seines sheker v'inah. And the Torah hates a lie, hate lies, and hates, you know, faking. L'chein matzanu Chazal beruach kodesham legalis is emes anitzchis. Therefore, Chazal found it important with the ruach hakodesh to reveal the eternal truth. Ki b'mitzvus hashimiyos lo yoyma adam yefshi el yoyma efshi v'avishibed l'gushmaim gozer alay. So Chazal, right, they revealed to us the eternal truth that by mitzvah shimiyos, by so to say the non-intellectually obvious mitzvahs, one should never say it's impossible, I can't do such an avera mitzad the seicha, mitzad the teva. No, you should say I could do it, but avi shebishamai, my father in heaven decreed that I shouldn't do it. Ulam mashatimur b'yoyse. But what's really bewildering, what's really strange, is the imkein ein b'mitzvus hashimis klal b'shem chinuch. If that's the case, that would come out that by mitzvus shimius there's no chinuch involved. In other words, the Torah is not educating us to anything. Like, these mitzvahs are just kind of like stam mitzvahs. Like, there's no messages and no limudim to be learned out of these mitzvahs. V'adarabo, and contrarily, tzarch she'en niach naf she'eves ason. Adarabo, it's better to be in a state where be'etzim you like them. Yeah, well, I'd love to have a shtick treif. Be'etzim, right? And kal v'chomer that you're not supposed to find a reason and explanation for these mitzvahs, because the Rambam is saying leave them in a state that you need to leave them in the category of chukim, which are things that are not understandable to the human mind. And the Rambam brings the words of Chazal, chukim shechakakti lecha ein lecha reshus lahara b'hem. The chukim that I engraved for you, right? I gave you these laws that are completely not understandable. Ein lecha reshus lahara b'hem. You don't have reshus. You don't have permission to even think about them. Don't try to push the limits and get some kind of understanding in them. That's what the Rambam brings this Chazal. Kanira, he says, Sharamba mefarish b'maymer zeh lo kamo shiragil mefarish chukim chakakti v'en lecha reshus lahakel lezalzel b'hem. Apparently, he says, the Rambam is explaining this maymer somewhat differently than the way it's usually understood. Most people mefarish this maymer Chazal that these are chukim, and you have no permission to be lenient and to be mezalzel by them. For example, when it comes to having more than, right, the permitted amount of wives for a melech, and we find Chazal use this and say that Shlomo Melech went ahead, and he thought he understood the reason for it, because actually the Torah says, right, your heart is going to be moved away from God by having so many wives, and he said, there's no chashash. So if you start to think about the reasons, you're liable to come and be lenient in them inappropriately and incorrectly. So that's the way people usually understand. That's the way the Mefarshim usually understand the words. Chukim shechakakti lecha. These are chukim. Don't try to be mahar in them. Don't try to chesh banana calculate. Maybe for you it's different. But the Rambam's not learning like that. The Rambam, the way he brings that Maimur Chazal in this parak is that Elodaita Peirish, according to his das, the Peirish is Shlei lahara b'chukim limtze bem taimim. That you shouldn't think about the chukim in order to find for them reasons. Shelo yotzi miklal chukim, so that they don't leave the category of chukim. Velo yafigu bezes roimus erkam. And they won't dilute the awesomeness of their value, right? They exalt the level. If you give them a hesber, they're lowered. Those mitzvahs are lowered in chashivas. Vezeh behem is perish nifla. And it's really an amazing perish. Ulam, however, yikshe, there's a big kash on this. You see, we see that the Rambam seems to explain this Maimur Chazal in that way, but there's a very big kash. Sharei Rambam atzmoi b'chelik shlishi misifroi ha-moire. The Rambam himself, in the Sefer Mor Nevuchim, chelik shlishi, mechapes achrei taimei mitzvahs. He delves into, he seeks out, he searches for reasons for the mitzvahs. Like I mentioned with Chazir, which is for sure a mitzvah shemus. The Rambam goes ahead and gives you a reason. He looks at these derish time mitzvahs. Gam be'elu shemazkir kan, and even in the mitzvahs that the Rambam himself mentions over here, shatnez v'kayotze, the Rambam there gives reasons for. So what's going on? The Rambam is going neged his own guidance over here, Chas v'shal. Havel inyan bor, the inyan is clear. Ki be'emes kol musik shel tam etzideinu. Any concept of reason, mitzideinu, ashehinu machnisim b'musogim shel mitzvah. Any concept of a reason from our angle, from our perspective on things, that we put into the concepts of a mitzvah. We are being poigim in the kedusha, right? We are lowering the holiness and the exaltedness, an exalted value of that mitzvah. This reminds me of we just read Parshas Bereishis, so they bring from. There's also reasons that are done in. And why Hashem created the world, which obviously we can't really fathom, but there are reasons given in Sfarim, Lehetiv and other reasons. Right? Actually, I'll read the Lashon of the. Just 1 second, let me get it saved from here.
saying about chazer, that it lives in the dirt. That's a valid reason or invalid reason?
The realm of reason.
Who gives that reason?
I can find it. So you have lehetiv, you have kolpal Hashem, you have all different things that are written in different sfarim, but there's a there's a mahalach which lechayre is really the most true mahalach, the deepest mahalach, is that it's the Ratzon Hashem, so you can't give a reason for it. There's no reason involved. There's no, right? At the deepest level, it's a Ratzon mitzad atzmoy, and Ratzon is not with a Siba. If it has a Siba, there's already a Geder v'chreach. If there's a reason that God has to be a poil, that's not pure will. That's already like he was compelled to do so because he's got it for a reason. So there's a comment from the Balatanya that they asked about this. There's a story that they asked the Balatanya. Right, it says in Chazal, "Nisavu HaKadosh Baruch Hu," right, "Lasses loydira b'tachtoinim." That Kadosh Baruch Hu had a taiva, so to say, to make himself a dira down below in the lower world. So they asked him, like, why did he have a taiva? Why was he nisavu for such a thing? What does he get out of that? So the Admor Hazokin in the Bederech Melitza, you know, in a brilliant way, but right, answered them. Al taiva lo shoalim kushiot. You don't ask kashas on taiva. There's no kashas on taiva. What he really meant to say, right, is that that's what Chazal are teaching you. When Chazal use a lotion of nisava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that there is some kind of chuka atzmis, right, its own yearning that's inexplicable. Something so deep that it can't be given interpretation and explanation. Shtikl moshel, right? Sometimes if you ask a person, is he married? Like, why is he choosing this girl as his wife? What is, you know, and vice versa, or you ask a husband, why does he love his wife, and the wife, why does he love you? So, okay, they could give reasons, but those aren't really. That's not the real reason. The reasons are the superficial reasons. The real reason is there's some kind of, hopefully, some kind of chibur atzmi, which is beyond words. There's some kind of, you know, spiritual attraction between the neshamas, that these are two parts of a neshama that can't be explained. So all the explanations, in a certain sense, are really being poigim the truth. So that's what the Rabbi Yaakov Meshavir says, is that if you try to give any kind of explanation to the mitzvah, be'etzim, you're being poigim, you're lowering the kedusha and the roimus of that mitzvah. So what's the aim of the Rambam when he deals with the taimei ha-mitzvahs in Chela Gimel of Marina Buchim? It's like we explained all the way at the beginning of the Sefer, in the first psicha, the Rambam's kavon is just to show, is to reveal to us, to find that it's impossible for the universe, for the world to exist without these mitzvahs. And for this reason, already before the Torah was revealed, there was already a demand for these mitzvahs. The fabric of the universe demands these mitzvahs to exist in this world. Ve'imamnu bo besilufin v'akmumiyus. And if though before the Torah was given, right, they initially came into the world in a lie, in a crooked way, in a false way, in a crooked way. They came in a raw state. Harezach mepnei shekol elu atafkidim mitzapim l'dvar Hashem sheyom l'asirim tzu'u. That's only because these tafkidim, these purposes, these goals, were waiting for Hashem, for the Dvar Hashem, to say, go out, meaning to become revealed. So there was like a push, there was an inner push, and it came out in an incorrect way. But nevertheless, this we do know, that the nature also demands its path, she'eli v'ke'eli yizgalu, that these and these kinds of mitzvahs should become revealed. V'zeo mechayes avaya, this is what then gives life to the world. U'mehem yonekes ischayel, and it's from them, from these mitzvahs, that the world or the universe nurtures its life. U'mikan say the korbonos, and from here you can understand the secret of the korbonos. She'yachad im ha'mavukas she'mavakshem eselokim, that together with the mavukash, which is what's sought after, that the world, the people are seeking out God, and they want to serve Him. Together with that, right, that bikush that is in the world, there is stirred on its own, there's a stirring, there's a natural stirring that demands for one to serve God through karbonos. So therefore we find that primitive man brought sacrifices, and sometimes human sacrifices as well, right? Just they, before Klal Yisrael got the Torah, right? The people before Klal Yisrael got the Torah, they found, they didn't merit finding the true God. And they switched him for other gods. And they used their avoda for a non-true god. But since we know that this was from the seder of the universe, that the avoda to God, to godliness, right, is through karbonos. Yedanu mahim a karbonos lanu. That gives us an indication what karbonos are for us. When we see, we learn from the world, we learn what the natural fabric of the universe is. If we see everybody's isaac in karbonos, even if it's off the wall, even if it's done incorrect, but it gives us an indication that what karbonos is supposed to mean for us. Zeu oimek tam haramba b'karbonos. That's the depth of the time the Rambam finds a karbonos. Right, which he kind of like just said, it was always just against Safed Zara. That's right. That's what the Rambam says. No, there's big sides to Karbonos. The depth of what the Rambam really means is that, yeah, it's against Safed Zara in the sense that this is the correct form. The Safed Zara was Megala to us that there's some kind of natural need in the fabric of the universe for Karbonos, but it came in the right way through the Torah. V'chein Yosha Bakashim Hashmivakshim Elakim. Now since the request, the seeking out of God came then in a false way, it caused them to feel in all things that bring opposition to coming closer and to coming to Dveikus in Elokim Emes, in God. Caused them to be drawn after and to become, you know, subservient to and to bind themselves to imaginary and nonsensical gods. And they held on to all sorts of efforts to do actions that would, all sorts of actions that would work in actually distancing themselves from the KMS, the Kiru, the Keshav, and bringing them closer to the false gods. Zoro Kilayim, they planted Kilayim, and they wore Shatnas. This is the way the Rambam explains these mitzvahs, that they planted Kilayim and they wore Shatnas was a means of like getting away from the KMS. Ulamal Yidei Kein Lamanu, but Dafka, through that we learned. So that was Megala to us, that okay, we have to do the Pogfaket, we have to do the exact opposite. The Kiruv Tashem must be in staying away from Shatnas, in staying away from Kilayim. That's what the depth of the Rambam over there, the people that used to flock after Avodah Zarah used to be Isaac in these Averis of in these things of doing of sowing Kilayim and wearing Shatnas. So came along the Torah and said, no, don't do that. What he really meant to say was he was pointing the finger to show that there's this natural move in the world when they're trying to attach themselves to the false god and basically and move themselves thus from the true God is to have kilayim, to have shatness. So that shows us that this mitzvah is very important, because this mitzvah is taking us away from kilayim, taking us away from shatness, which must mean that it's bringing us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not a real tam. It's not in tam in the, that's what he says over here. Boyfen she'ein zewa tam shalat tzivuyim alalu. It's not, in other words, the Rambam is not coming to say that this is the reason why Hashem commanded us like that. What, you can investigate God, like you can, you know, what's our shaykhis? All the Rambam is doing is to allow us, to help us recognize the impression in the universe well before the Torah was given. This is true. That the emes is that from the teichen of the chukim, miteichen achukim liyos in the shavim betor chukim, that the teichen of the chukim really they have to be drawn betor chukim, not betor, but in other words betor in the fashion of a non-understandable mitzvah. When we draw these mitzvahs into us, so to say, where we have to bring them down and we have to relate to them as mitzvahs without a tam. Right? The Rambam wasn't in planning, wasn't into trying to give us a real tam for the mitzvah. He was just trying to show us in the world that there was a need for this. When the Torah was revealed to us, there was a need for this, because there's some kind of natural need for this in the world. Why it's like that? We don't know. That we don't know.
Cheshbon first, sorrow afterwards.
Right.
Cheshbon had a sugya, makes you. This must be the answer. What? And then afterwards, there was, okay, there isn't a sorrow.
And over here, you can't go for the sorrow. Over here, there's no.
We're just proving the point.
Right. I mean, the sorrow behind it. So says the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, so what's the inyan of the chukim? What's the inyan of these laws that are like inexplicable? Because whatever's penetrated into the Metzius, into the world, into the existence, that the Metzius is able to intellectually understand them. For example, all the mitzvahs Shebein Adam L'Chaveiro, which we can all understand in a very intellectual under, right, ethics and morality is based on it. We understand that. So that's because those mitzvahs, the mitzvahs is able to grasp. The mitzvahs is able to be a vessel for those mitzvahs, so to say. Not so for the mitzvahs hashimiyos. Shekol achas me'ani rechovo gedoyle mekol mitzvahs kulo. Every single mitzvah shimis is bigger than the and wider than the entire metzius, and the metzius can't contain them. So that there's no way to be masig, to grasp in a spiritual sense, not an intellectual sense. There's no way to be masig them and to be makabel them, except in their supernal form that encompasses all the worlds, meaning that's above this world. Vizel tzura sachuka shalem, and that's the tzura, that's the form of their chuka. V'cholis amtzus ha'arches erkam, and any attempt to evaluate their erich v'letet musogim shalem etzius aleim, and to give some kind of conceptualization of the mitzvahs on those mitzvahs, poichsim es erka, lowers their value. Maktinim am mincham oisam, smallers, makes them smaller, lowers them. V'nidru shalach zikam b'mdosim elyonis l'mag mikol mitzvahs. And thus, what's required of us is to hold them dafka in their very, very high state, which is above the whole mitzvahs. Which is meaning, that's why we can't intellectually understand them, because they're beyond our mitzvahs. We can only understand things that have some kind of shaykhs down here. For example, we know that, right, we have this concept of Mimsori Echse Eloika, that, right, from my flesh I can see God. We learn from that things down here. But these mitzvahs are so big, they're past the Basar, they're past the Metzias, they're above the Metzias. So we can't understand them on any intellectual level. They just don't come down into our intellect is a physical kli. It's a kli that's right, that's part of the metzias. And this is on a makif level. This is a high level. This is a level that hovers above the metzias. Hu inyan amram chazal. This is the inyan of what Chazal say. Al nasev and ishma, and the Medrash Rabbah and Shmos al nasev and ishma. Shegam boisah shon nemar aleim. That the very moment when Chazal Yisrael said nasev and ishma, this is the part that we're not so familiar with. This is, you know, there's a lot of drushes and a lot of Torah on the godless Chazal Yisrael that's a nasev and ishma. But the Medrash over there says, at the very moment where Chazal Yisrael said this beautiful thing, Nasav and Ishma, which let's remember, Chazal said we got two crowns for that. Right? It was a good thing. But at the very moment that they said it, Vayifatu b'fiim u'v'shoinam yichaz v'loi, the Pasuk says that they said it with their mouth and their tongue, but it was like a lie. They didn't really mean it. Inside, that's what the Pasuk seems to say. It was just the outside. Externally, they said this, but deep down, they really weren't holding there. It wasn't. That's v'umayir timon gadol, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. That's right, ma'ir of tremendous. That's a very strange, difficult statement to understand. Echi tachen kazot? How is that possible? Lachshav al piskas malaseinu shenasev nishma inyanoi keechod shaya echad bepev echad beleiv. How can we think about like the moment of our height? That was like our highest level. We were, Klaus said, we're going to do without understanding, and before understanding, we're just going to do v'nishma. They said that in a fashion where it was echad bepev, echad belev, where they were just saying it, but really deep down they didn't mean it. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, really, there's an unbelievable secret here in the psychology of the nefesh. Ki kol machshava reimema, kshi mishtal shelis l'tich rikshi aguf v'zazui yespailus, any exalted thought, when it trickles down, so to say, into the right, it gets drawn down into the emotions of the body and into the zazuim, which is like the shaking up of the hispilus, of the excitement. I mean, it comes down to a level of emotions, and right? The machshava automatically becomes somewhat more physical and lower than where it was in the higher state, where it was just in a machshava level. And it's necessary to have the machshava remain at its blossom state. When it blossoms, it's important to somehow keep it at its pure state, where it was before it was mispashit, before it unfolded down into the evarim, into the limbs that get excited in the person, before it comes down into the body state, so to say. That's a very big, very tough thing, right? It's coming down from that high level of machshava into a more physical state, and you have to try to keep it as unphysical as possible. Try to keep it even when it goes, that you shouldn't lose the height of the machshava. This is what Klal Yisrael felt at that time, that with all the unbelievable height of their level that they reached at that time, and we know that the spiritual filth of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas stopped. They got back to the level of Adam Rishon before the Chet. Nevertheless, aleim lahashir roimus hargashosam banafshius levad. They realize that they have to leave the height, the roimus, the exaltness of their feeling at the level of nafshius, at the level of soul alone. Velolan micham latoif rigshe aguf, and not to lower them down into the emotions of the body, into the feelings of the body. In order to keep the high level, they didn't want to lower it, they wanted to keep it at that high level. So it was better for them that mitzad the guf, they should be mekayim the mitzvahs only together, kfiyah va'oynis, right? We find kofaleim har kegigis, They prefer to be mekabel a mitzvah in a way where we're doing it only because we have to, because Rebbeinu Shleilam is forcing us, not because our guf is the spoil from the machshav of the oimik of the mitzvahs. V'loyeviu zeh la'argosha, they purposely did not bring the mitzvahs into a level of feeling it in the body. Mipnei shekol hachdara baguf, because any penetration into the body mafchita b'niflois v'nisgobes hadavar, lowers the awesomeness, the amazingness of that thing. It's very big what he's saying. If you contemplate it, you realize that it's taka true, that the highest part of man is his machshava. And when something gets lower down into the level of the guf, right, it becomes, there's a hisgashmas. It's a, that itself is a certain lowering of darga, of madrega. The highest madrega is even before thought, where it's not even, there's something so deep that you don't have words for it. Thought already is at a word level. Right? This is the way man is built. But then, only in the days of Achashveyash, then they taka were mekabel l'tayr b'rotzon. Aye, what does that mean? How could they mekabel l'tayr b'rotzon, meaning not b'kfiya? Now they already go to a new darga where they happened. What changed? Isn't it still a problem? What do you mean? B'rotzon now means that they have will, meaning their body itself wants these mitzvahs. Their body itself relates to the mitzvahs. But isn't that now a lowering of from the machshava level, from the highest thought level? So he says, no. That you have to know that the increasing might of evil, really, right, the overpowering whatever of the, it really is going and getting killed out. It's emptying out. It's becoming nullified. The more and more you see that the rishus is like overpowering and taking over, it's really the exact opposite of what's going on inside. It's emptying out. It's got a certain limited amount of koach. So the more that it overpowers, the more that it actually it actualizes itself, the more it's wiping out. The can is almost empty. It's getting emptier and emptier. It's not like mitzvahs. It's not like ruchnis, which is endless. No, the Risha says an end to it. And the more what you see that seems to be getting worse and worse, it's really the rishus is work emptying out. And if to our eyes it looks like there's so much more evil in the world, it's getting worse and worse in the later times. This is just like the blowing up of the spirals of the excitement that takes place in the end of days, close to Mashiach, where there's tremendous chutzpah, but it's not a mamashus of Risha. You know, chutzpah doesn't really have any mamashus to it. It's just a bunch of hot air, so to say. There's no mamashus of that Risha here. Rakis Pilus Bilvad, it's just a bunch of bluff, it's a bunch of excitement. It's the lo yoser, nothing more than that. And deep down, really, the tzedek, the right, the justice is really going ahead, righteousness is going ahead and winning. He's going more and becoming more victorious, going and conquering more territory. Because of that, what they couldn't do at that amazing time of Maimon Har Sinai, when Amalek was still at its prime, they were able to, after a period of time of where they went through many different types of Yisurim, the Kiyume Toiro Mitzvahs Rabbos, and of course besides Yisurim, they were already Mekan Torah and many, many mitzvahs for a long period of time. So that when it came to days of Mordechai v'Esther, by that time the body itself also had become purified. The yochlu kvar lohedul shalshos imrus kochenu shenasem v'nishma gam l'toicha guf v'argosha. Now already they were able to bring down and lower that in that tremendous holy statement of nasem v'nishma. They were able to lower down into the level of guf as well, not just at the nafshius level, but they were able to lower down into the guf itself, into the actual emotions and feelings of man. V'loy nisgashma ha'imra, without that statement becoming too physical, v'nechter kulu b'taros elyon, and thus it was able to penetrate into the guf of Klal Yisrael at its taira elyon, at that high pure level, which we said was the machshava level. They were able to already bring it down. Their guf was enough, mezukach was already purified enough that they were able to bring it down. Meaning the guf already became like more like a neshamadika level, that they're able to bring down this nasav nishma into the guf of Klal Yisrael as well, and therefore they makabel tay beratzay, and no longer just bekfia. Beratzay is they appreciated it, they realized, they felt it. Their bodies felt the need for all the Torah mitzvahs, and they wanted it. But the chukah itself, when it remains at its chukah, right, that it's non-understandable midah, it works in the whole tafka that's appropriate for it, in its fullest manner. So if mitzad the mitzius, it's impossible that his nefesh should love them. What does that mean? Mitzad the mitzius, yevshir shetein nefesh hevesayson. Avok shemisroimim ala mitzius machlim atzma beetzim k'tushas shelachoik hashelachuka. So if mitzad the mitzvahs, I think he's saying that it's impossible to love those mitzvahs. I think that's what he means. Not to love that veris. Love that veris, he said, you should. I think he means not to love the mitzvahs, that, right? But when you become exalted above the mitzvahs, you become raised up higher than the mitzvahs itself. And then you like include yourself into the etzim ha-kedusha of the chukah. Then you're entering into and you're becoming set in that character, in that amazing character of above the mitzvahs. But like, instead of bringing the mitzvah down, you're going up. You're attaching to the mitzvah up at that high level. And everything there is completely suited in the chuki way, it's completely tori, right? Tori way. And all that you're able to get to dafka through the recognition that you're being mekayim the mitzvah hashimius mitzad gozer of Yishev B'Shemayim, that my Father in Heaven decreed it. Meaning, the etzim inyan of chukim is that the chukim are so high that we don't. They don't penetrate the mitzvahs down here at all. And adarabba, we need to connect to them at the level of above the mitzvahs. And that level is gozer of Yishev B'Shemayim. My Father in Heaven, up there, above the mitzvahs, He decreed it. And I attach those mitzvahs and I appreciate those mitzvahs at that level of the Rabbi Hashem was chokek these, chukim chokakti l'cha. At that level I can, and then you could attach yourself to that mitzvahs, the kedushas ha-mitzvahs, the taras of those mitzvahs, even though intellectually you don't relate to it, intellectually you don't really understand it. Adarabba, that's the way we're supposed to get to that. That's the way those mitzvahs work. That's it's very few very deep ideas over here. I'd just like to summarize one or two things at least, right? So one is, it's important to realize this idea that being putting things into words really is a tzimtzum already. It really is a lowering of the madrega, right? The highest madrega is beyond words. So when you take mitzvahs and you give them and you conceptualize and you intellectualize, whatever it is, which he's not saying that, you know, mitzvahs sichlius you're supposed to do, but mitzvahs shimius you're not supposed to do that on. Maximum at the level that the Rambam does it, which is to be megala that there's a need for this in the universe. But why Hashem created the world like that, that there's such a need, we have no idea, right? And that's the second idea, is that I mean, it's really like the other side of the same coin, is that when you bring things down from the machshava to the guf level, you're losing some of it. It's the same yisoid, really. It just applied to the actual nefesh of the person, you're really losing some of that height. So there has to be some kind of avoida, which he doesn't tell us how, but where we have to kind of, on the one hand, try to tap into those mitzvahs, and at least the ones that we're able to, and get some kind of attachment to them, but yet keep them at the Tara level, at the pure level, at the level of I'm doing these mitzvahs just because of Yishev Shemayim Goza. And then he's saying this chiddush, that this was the difference between Klal Yisrael. It's interesting though. I wonder on what mitzvahs he's talking about though. It's not clear. It's a shtickle tzarchin where he's talking about, because he's coming to say that at Har Sinai they got the Torah at the level of kfiya, and only by Purim they got the level of Ratzon. But what does that mean? That's legabi the mitzvah sichlius also, not mistaber. So a mitzvah shimia. So I'm not 100% clear on where how this translates into even today. Like, so you are supposed to get some kind of seichel involved over here, or not get some? I don't know. It's a little bit unclear. If anybody has a thought how to put it together. I'm somewhat unclear on what he's coming out over here. I'm saying bottom line for us today after Purim. Mm-hmm. Clearly we do have, and clearly the Rambam is saying chukim, right? Chukim are non-shimiyos. So what did change between? That's what I'm not 100% clear on. What did change between Har Sinai and today? I'm saying on the top of the Maisa level after. So that's something that I'm not clear on. Okay, we got to the end of Perek Shishi. As Hashem, we'll do the Rambam next in Perek Shishi.
Great. Good luck.